Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Our reading today is from the Gospel of John, where he writes, Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. There is a quiet mystery in the words of the Gospel of John today. Jesus does not simply say, Ask and you will receive, says something far more intimate. Whatever you ask ask the Father in my name, he will give you. And then he adds, almost tenderly, until now you have not asked anything in my name. It is as if he is inviting his disciples, so to us, to a deeper kind of prayer. It's not merely about words, but about relationship. There was once a small child who lived in a large house filled with many rooms. Some rooms were beautiful but locked, and the child had been told not to enter them. One day, needing something, the child stood hesitantly before one of these doors, unsure whether to knock. Then the father came along, took the child by the hand, and said, Come with me. Together they approached the door. The father knocked, and it opened immediately. The child later realized it was not the strength of the knock that opened the door. It was the relationship of the one who knocked. This is what Jesus is revealing. To ask in his name is not a formula or a magical phrase we attach to the end of prayers. It's to pray with him, through him, and in union with his heart. To pray in his name means to derive what he desires. To trust as he trusts the Father, to love as he loves. It is less about getting what we want and more about becoming who we are meant to be. This is why Jesus connects prayer with joy, so that your joy may be complete, he says. Not partial joy, not fleeting satisfaction. Deep, abiding joy rooted in communion with God. Sometimes we struggle with this promise. We ask, and it seems we do not receive. But perhaps the deeper question is, how are we asking? Are we asking from fear or from trust? Are we asking for control or for surrender? Are we asking alone or asking in Christ? Our prayer becomes united with his heart, something shifts, even before circumstances change. We begin to change, and often that is the greater gift. The saints understood this well. They knew that true prayer is not about bending God's will to ours, but about allowing our hearts to be shaped into His. In contemplative prayer, we begin to sit with Christ, to listen, to rest. Slowly, our desires become purified. We begin to ask for what truly matters: deeper love, greater faith, the grace to forgive, the courage to trust. And in this, the promise of Jesus is fulfilled, not always in the way we expect, always in the way we most deeply need. Today, Jesus invites us to a new kind of prayer. Not hurried, not transactional, but relational. Perhaps today you might simply pray, "Teach me how to ask in your name. Teach me to desire what you desire. Bring my heart into yours." And then listen. Because the one who invites you to ask is already closer than your breath. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you have opened for us the heart of the Father. You invite us not only to ask, but to ask in union with you. Purify our desires, deepen our trust, and teach us to pray with hearts that are one with yours. Prayers become not just words, but encounters. Moments of grace where your life flows into ours. And in all things bring us to that fullness of joy that no one can take away. Amen. If you found a blessing in this brief reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day, where we break open a passage from one of the Gospels and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.